You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
And welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host Brian Thompson is out this week. But our guest today is Doug Dykstra with Cruise Planners. Welcome back.
Thank you.
For the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the extras that I think that you as a travel agent can do for people, not just on cruises, but on other vacations as well. If they call you and say, I want to book a vacation trip to New York City, you can kind of help them, hook them up with different venues, different
ideas. Yeah, hotels. We can do tickets for the shows. We do all that kind of thing.
That's awesome.
You know, even sporting events. If you want to go see the British Open, I have vendors that will package the not just your flights, but your transfers, your hotel, your tickets to the golf course. That kind of thing.
Oh, that's awesome. I would have never even thought about
that. Oh, yeah. The NCAA championships, any major sporting event you want to go to, I can take care of.
Wow.
So, you know, it's just a matter of what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go? And a travel agent, you know, such as myself, can really make sure that everything's taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, before the break, we talked a little bit about planning trips.
Mm-hmm.
And most trips, I think a lot of people think they want to travel at the holiday. Some people like to go away, especially people we've talked about with older kids. They
right.
kind of take their kids. That's their Christmas present.
Or yeah, the multi-generational travel.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we're in the holiday season now, but this is not the time to book that trip.
No.
When are people booking those trips?
Well, and, you know, there's also the misconception that if you wait to the last minute, you're going to get the best deal.
Whether it's a cruise. I talked to you about that.
and it just doesn't work that way anymore. And really, with what I can do with my computer system, once we have a deposit and you have your cabins on a cruise, for mm-hmm. instance, my computer will check the rates every night.
Oh.
And I get an email about 5 o'clock in the morning that says, alert, check this rate. And if a newer, lower rate has come up, then I move you into that rate.
Nice.
Sometimes it may only be $100.
It's $100 you didn't have before.
But I've had a client going to Europe for a vacation, and I got an email alert that said $2,000 reduction on their on their cruise that they were going on. So you never know what might come up.
Yeah.
And that came up 4 weeks before they left. So they had booked it about 9 months ahead of time. And it was 4 weeks before they left, and they found out they were going to save $2,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's their spending money, if not more. So that's great.
Well, and it covered the cost of insurance and that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah. So when should people, if people are looking to do a holiday get together on a cruise line, mm-hmm. when should they look to book that?
The sooner the better. You have more choices the sooner you do it. I have rates for 2017.
Wow.
And you know, there's another benefit to that also. You don't have to have the full payment right away. You can do a deposit, and some people can't afford $5,000 or $4,000 for a trip.
Sure.
So you can spread out your payments and know how you're going to pay.
That's
I have
nice.
A client that tells me I want $125 on the 15th of the month put on the credit card. So every 15th of the month, I send them an email. I'm running your credit card for $125, and that's how they paid for their trip.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So planning is the best way to do it.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't really care where somebody wants to go or what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We can figure out a way to get you to where you want to go. It may not be next year. It may be 2017.
Right.
But I can get you on the vacation you want to do.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that. And then you can also be planning in the meantime. Then it's not just a matter of you plan it that day and then it's done. It's also a matter of talking about excursions and things like
right.
that. And what are the things you want to do? And how can we get the most bang for your buck while you're on vacation. Most people, right. If you just want to lay on a beach, I guess you'll make it so they can just lay on a beach.
It's true.
So,
you know, and the multi-generational travel is really one of the biggest growing segments mm-hmm. out there because, you know, there's so many studies now saying that you're happier building memories
right.
than you are buying stuff.
Absolutely.
And so you have grandma and grandpa that want to take their kids and their grandkids mm-hmm. somewhere
mm-hmm.
for, you know, a vacation mm-hmm. and pay for the whole thing. And
right.
it really solidifies the relationship with the different generations.
Absolutely.
And something for the kids to remember the rest of their life.
Yeah. And my family has actually done that a couple of times. Yeah. And right now what it's becoming the challenge is timing.
Right.
Because you've got multi-generational is no kidding. I mean, yeah, there are people are retired, but now we've got my kids are the oldest kids at the grandkids, and now they work because
right.
they're teachers.
Exactly.
So, and they're in different states. And so getting us all together at the same time is really hard. So Christmas time is definitely one of those times that's
right.
possible.
And one of my clients has got a couple of children in college at mm-hmm. different parts of the country. And
yeah.
so they're all meeting in Florida
mm-hmm.
and getting on a cruise ship over the week of Christmas.
That's awesome.
And mom and dad are paying for the trip and paying for the excursions. And that way everybody's together.
Absolutely.
Grandma's going. Now, grandma's not going on any of the excursions.
Sure.
But
there's plenty to do on the ships.
You know, the best thing to do is say, okay, everybody needs to meet for dinner at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody can spend time together and have a great holiday.
Absolutely. That's great. And I did notice that when I was on a cruise recently is that some people don't leave the boat. That's their vacation is they like it actually when people leave the boat because then they have it's nice
right.
and quiet.
Exactly.
And the pools aren't busy.
And the spas aren't so busy.
And the spas aren't so busy. And so, but, and I should say that, you know, I think people have misperceptions about a boat, about a cruise ship. They don't realize that it's like a small city.
Right.
I mean, there are multiple restaurants, there are multiple theaters. Things to do, movie theaters, Broadway shows,
rock
concerts.
Climbing. Some have surfing now.
Ours had one of those wave kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what they called it, but
some of them have skydiving now too, where they have
the tube
and the fan, and it's simulated skydiving.
Oh my gosh!
Some have zip lines on them now.
Yes, I saw that.
Yep. And, you know, some have actually neighborhoods on the ship. There'll be five different neighborhoods that they're all have a different feel to them and different shops. And, you know, there's a lot out there for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, and then you also have the themed ones. There are different
themes.
There's
themed, or even groups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you're doing a fundraiser, we can do fundraising cruises. If you have a group and you want to have a speaker, they have those.
Which is what the cruise was that I went on. It was a symposium for my husband.
Right.
So he actually had to go to classes while we were at
exactly.
sea. While I was sunning myself. But
and there's a real big, for like paramedics, when they have to get some of their stuff that they have a cruise once a year that they can get all their credits they're supposed to get, plus they're on vacation.
That's awesome.
But, you know, it's very popular, and groups are even company vacations. If you have a company that likes to take their employees somewhere, you know, you can do a 3-day cruise and the food's included and there's things to do and it's a great bonding experience also.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we only have a couple more minutes left. What would be the things that you would want people to know about cruise planners?
That, you know, it's having an advocate. Sometimes we like to call ourselves an internet interpreter.
Awesome.
You know,
I love that.
I have people that will call me and say, okay, I'm looking at this cruise on this date and, you know, what can you do for me?
Mm-hmm.
What's out there? And,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I don't have a problem with somebody doing that. That's part of my work. Some people enjoy it, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I have other people that are like, listen, I want to go on vacation during these 2 weeks and this month, and this is what I'm looking for. And then it's up to me to kind of put a package together for them.
Good. Awesome. Well, how can people get a hold of you?
My website is DougAndEmilyTravel.com. And my phone number is 812-345-7971.
Perfect. Thank you for being here, Doug.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
If you missed any part of our program today, you can listen to a podcast on the WGCO website as well as on the FC Tucker Facebook page. Mm-hmm.